Vale, aló.
Hey, good afternoon, Abdullah. This is Sean with Legacy Insurance Group. How are you today?
Hey, Sean. Good. Very good. Thank you for asking. How are you? Good afternoon to you.
Oh, thank you, sir. I hope I'm not interrupting your lunch hour, but I had some good news to deliver to you today.
Well, I can't wait to hear that. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. So my team, we look at all of our clients' renewals within the next month. And so we looked at your account and we looked for, you know, any opportunities to deliver good news and make your day. And so what we have found is that we have another option with one of our other carrier partners that would not only reduce your monthly bill for your auto insurance, but would also add things that you don't currently have, such as gap coverage, accident forgiveness, diminishing deductible, and new car replacement. So if you're interested, the coverage is very similar, except it's enhanced. It will provide more coverage than what you currently have, and it'll reduce your monthly payments by about $250 per year, so about $20
a month. Okay.
And not only
what
that.
What about the – my apologies for the interruption. Go ahead, please. I'm a little bit excited to hear more, but go ahead.
I think you were getting ready to ask about the home insurance. And
exactly. That was my next question.
Yeah. So we look at accounts that have gone up in price by over 15%. And so yours was expected to increase by almost $250 this next renewal term. But this other carrier partner that we work very closely with, they'd be able to offer the same terms and same pricing as you had last year. So that would, with auto and home insurance combined, save you about $500 per year. Plus you're getting more coverage on the auto insurance.
Okay. And the house insurance I currently have or the coverage I currently have, everything is going to stay the same.
Yeah, exactly. So we have a whole team that all that they do, their primary position here in the agency is just to go over the renewals. So they match coverage as identically as possible, but they quote through different marketplaces that we work with.
Gotcha. About a month ago or 45 days ago, I knew that my coverage is going to be renewed during month of May, and I had a windshield replacement, and I, as well as had like a claim for the house. I did like shop around a little bit here and there to see where I will be standing. And honestly speaking, Sean, with you, I was like planning to switch, but now with what you have just mentioned, I will definitely ask you to proceed with that. And as you know, and I'm sure by now you know that I'm a very, very dedicated and valuable member of the or part of the customer community, because at least, like quickly, if I can remember, I have sent you more than 10 people, and I will be sending you more 10 as well. That is definitely like kind of an offline marketing officer that you have in the corner. So that being said, please do proceed with this renewal, and we will like definitely... I would love to work with you moving forward.
Well, I certainly appreciate that, sir. That means a great deal to us. And we realize that we're in a high inflationary time and the cost of goods and services are going up for virtually every vertical. So we have a whole team that's dedicated to ensuring that our clients here at our agency have the best customer experience. And so we try to make these phone calls before you even receive a copy of the renewal. We would have already looked at maybe 3, 5, as many as 10 different options for you. And so, I'm happy that you are happy, and it makes my day to deliver some good news to you. So
I really appreciate that.
Of course. I will let you know the next steps. They're very simple. Not much that you would have to do. Obviously, we would terminate the renewal policy for you. We would activate the new coverage that would take effect on May the 28th. You would just have to electronically sign your documents. And then we would make the call to the mortgage company and update them. And then your new payments, your new reduced payments would start on May the 28th. So there's just
going to be some
documents sent to you later on this afternoon. When you get those documents, you can sign for them And then everything will continue as planned on May 28th.
Okay. That's excellent. I really appreciate that, Sean. Thank you so much, sir.
Of course. Now, Abdullah, you mentioned that you had referred past customers and you knew that some other folks may be interested in chatting with us. Do you have anyone on top of your mind that would be that would benefit by having a conversation with us about their insurance? Maybe they're struggling.
Yes. The first one is Muhammad Muin Ayazi, which I have referred that guy to you. And he is struggling with his policy and the price increase and all that. And I mean, when I was like shopping around, he was one of my like person to take with me out whenever I found, like, if I could find any better coverage. But now with this program, I think you may look into that, and as well as for Omar Asghari, the two people that at least I received calls from them, and they were asking me that what is my next move, and they are waiting for me to make a decision, and then they follow me. So I will appreciate if you, like, quickly check their coverages and see if you can do anything for them to make them happy, as you did me.
Sure. No, they're already customers of ours?
They are. They are. Both of them are your customers.
What's the last name for Muhammad?
Ayazi. The first one is Ayazi, A-I-Z-I-A. No, it is A-I-Z-I.
A-I-Z-I. Are you sure it's not Azizi? A-Z-I-Z-I?
No. Let me give you his phone number. That way you can locate him.
Sure.
Uh, 925-434-4425.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we think have a different nickname for him.
Okay.
He goes by Moin Sepas.
Yeah, Moin Sepas. It is his email, moin.sepas@gmail.com.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I think he's renewing in July, so we'll probably contact him this summer, maybe in the month of June.
Okay. And I have another phone number for you. That is 267-680-5981.
267-680-5981. 5981. Let's see who this is. Omar Asghari.
That is correct.
Ah, okay. He's renewing in June, so he's probably on our list of people to call in May.
Okay, sounds good.
Yeah, if you get to talk to him before I get to call him, just let him know that they're probably on our list, and we call them in, you know, alphabetical order based on when their policy is renewing. So I don't even think either of these clients, probably their renewals is not going to be out for another couple of weeks.
Okay. Sounds good. I will let them know.
But if they ever want to call me, they can request an appointment and then we can go over their options with them.
Absolutely.
By the way, Abdullah, have you ever spoken with Catherine, our in-house life insurance specialist? What does your family have in place for the life insurance?
I have life insurance through my employer for almost everybody at home, and I have a separate life insurance from Mutual of Omaha. But if I can get a better deal and a better coverage, I would love to have all of them under one umbrella.
I think that's a good idea.
What kind
of details can you provide me as far as, you know, what type of policy that you've taken out and the limitations of it, the benefit, the duration? Do you have a document you could email me and I'll review it for you?
The standalone coverage I have through Mutual Oklahoma, Omaha, is a very simple coverage of accidental death for, I think, $200,000 or $250,000. I'm paying about $28 per month without any medical checkup or anything like that. So that is a very simple coverage I'm carrying for the time being.
Okay. Sounds like a term policy. So we would want to know when it expires.
I really have no idea. I need to check my documents. But again, I mean, if I need to switch, I don't think there will be a problem. I can switch.
With life insurance, no. There usually is not. But, you know, as your needs change, you know, maybe the amount of coverage that you have is, you know, we start to think is like perhaps not enough. You know, $250,000, I could probably spend that in 1 year. So, you know, if we're forecasting mm-hmm. out, you know, generational wealth for your family, it, you know, may require considerably more than that. So we can have a conversation.
Let's put some time on your calendar and have a conversation. It's not like an urgent topic to be discussed, but whenever you are available, and I will check my schedule as well so that we can plan something and we can discuss it further. Definitely, I would love to have some advices and ideas and suggestions to make it better.
Sure. I can send you a form through a text message, and you can fill it out. And it's just going to include some basic information about your health and your medical history. And from there, we'll have a lot of information that we can provide some options with, different options that may be a better fit for you and your family.
Okay. Sounds good. Thank you.
Okay. Hey, so just sit tight, Abdullah. I'll have your new documents ready for you soon. And then
okay.
I will
Thank
make
you.
My way to call Mohammed and Omar in the next couple of weeks. As
okay.
Well.
Okay, sounds excellent. I appreciate your time reaching out to me. Have a lovely day.
Of course. Have a great rest of your day.
You as well. Thank you. Bye.
Bye.